Welcome to the Manifesting Doll podcast. I'm Barbara Orban from No Diet Babe. I'm a spiritual mindset coach and weight loss expert. If you are a spiritual babe wanting to up-level your life around your body, health, wellness, spirituality, law of attraction and manifestation, then this is the podcast for you. I'm here to give you the tools, teachings, and strategies to manifest the body and life of your dreams. As spiritual babes, we know to focus on love as opposed to fear. So get ready to learn how to implement spiritual teachings to weight loss, wellness, and your daily life coming from a place of love and abundance. This is a celebration of how we can shift our inner perception of ourselves and watch our outer selves shift. You can become the best version of yourself, and I'm here to help. So let's get started. Hey babes, welcome to the Manifesting Doll podcast. I'm Barbara Orban from nodietbabe.com. I'm super, super excited because today I'm actually working with the girls from Intuitive Macros, and we're going to be making massive changes, and I'm super excited because there's five girls, and we've done a in-depth assessment of their weight loss history, stuff around manifestation and mindset, as well as the practical things that they've tried in the past around weight loss. We talked about their beliefs around weight loss, and I found it really interesting because they were all quite similar in their struggles, and very much like I used to be. Lots of limiting beliefs, lots of bad experiences, trauma around dieting, feeling deprived, etc. But the interesting thing too is that they all, I feel like when I look at what they're eating, it's like they're under consuming. And it's like this fear to eat more, this feeling that we need to eat less. There's this constant battle of I need to eat less and I can't lose weight unless I'm really restrictive. And that's a real pattern that I see. And it upsets me. Like I almost, like I started to get tears in my eyes because of how these women feel, and I can feel what they've been through, and I know because I've been through it too. And it's like that feeling of like I'm so exhausted, and I hardly, like I feel like I work so hard, but I just don't look how I feel like I should look. And then I look at somebody else who is skinnier than me that doesn't even try, and it's so frustrating. And I need you to understand that the weight loss industry has you really fooled, because it makes you think that you need to be deprived in order to lose weight. And it's actually the opposite. You can't sustain weight loss if you feel deprived. And this is really, really important to understand. And that a lot of the time, from what I'm seeing and coaching women and just in general what I've observed for a very long time now, is that women are under consuming calories. Like you just can't put your body through that. It just doesn't work. I was literally telling somebody an analogy today, which I often use, which is like your body wants to keep you alive, right? It's like it heals your wounds. Like you fall over and you cut your leg, it heals. Your heart beats every single day. You're not like, oh, I got to make sure my heart is beating. I've got to make sure I'm breathing. Oh, I cut myself. Let me just make sure I heal that. Like, you're not doing any of that shit, right? You don't have to do that shit. Your body has processes of its own that you don't have to consciously think about or do. And maintaining homeostasis and maintaining balance in your body is a natural thing. So that if you chronically take away its energy, right, its funds, that I like to call it, you take away its paycheck every day, or you take it, you slash it in half, of what it should actually be getting. Let's say, for example, calories equal paychecks, right? And instead of getting your normal paycheck every day, suddenly you start getting half of that. You're going to cut back on expenses. Pretend that expenses are your metabolism, right? Your body eventually cuts back on expenses because it's thinking, well, we've got a plan for the future here. If we've not got enough of a paycheck, we can't just spend and spend. So we've got to cut back. And that's the reality for many women who have been chronic dieters for their whole life. Their body has gotten used to this lower paycheck and lower metabolism. Then when they do eat out or they do eat a large carbohydrate calorie dense meal, they do instantly yo-yo up very easily because their body's like crying for more. It's crying for more food. And it's really sad because women I see on these really, really low carbohydrate diets, like really low and very low calorie, and they're exercising five times a week, and they're not eating any carbs. Guys, if you're exercising, you should be eating carbohydrates. I mean, low carb diets are pretty much created for people who are like on bed rest or something. Like, it's just not sustainable. Why would you put your body through that? And okay, fine, people do lose weight on it, but if you're not, you've got to ask yourself why you're still doing it. If you've tried low carbohydrate diets and you're still yo-yoing up and down, why are you still believing that shit? Try something different. I beg you, because you're just going to stay stuck and you'll keep on just believing that it's you, but it's not. It's the information that you're taking in is wrong, right? Try something different, please, right? So it's really important because it's such a common thing right now that I'm seeing. It's like you're just under consuming. You need to find the point where you're in a slight calorie deficit, but just not too much, right? That's as simple as it needs to be. And majority of the time, people need to eat more. And yeah, you'll go through a period where you might gain a bit of weight when you do that. And you've got to take the drama out of that. You've got to get over it and just realize that that's just a consequence of you being on chronic diets for your whole life. You've got to deal with that consequence and move on so that you can start losing weight. And you've got to stop feeling like this whole thing around, if it's not working instantly, I give up. That's the biggest thing. You've got to let go of that. You've got to realize that weight loss is a long journey. It's not just an 8-week, 12-week thing sometimes. Sometimes it's like a year or a couple of years, right? You can get results in 12 weeks, but it's like sometimes you need 12 weeks even just to gain some momentum around it. And a lot of the time, because people are so conditioned around fad diets, they get upset. Because I say that, it's like 12 weeks is forever. Like, what do you mean I can't get results after, like, I can't lose all my weight after 12 weeks? Well, here's the thing. Do you want to lose weight in 12 weeks, gain it back, and keep on yo-yoing? Or are you ready to make a lifetime change? Are you ready to lose weight for the rest of your life? Are you going to dedicate 1 to 2 years to losing weight for the rest of your life? Or just go on another 12-week fad diet only to gain it back again? It's your choice. What are you going to choose? Because there's no shortcuts to doing it properly, especially when women have metabolic like damage from chronic dieting, because there are so many limiting beliefs around their ability to even lose weight, right? And you've got to get through that. You've got to get through that. And the thing is, once you get through that and you've like busted through that, you've like increased their calories and they've really healed that kind of a metabolic, I guess, stuff, their body starts kicking up a notch, you know, because they're eating consistently. Weight loss can happen really quickly after that. I'm not saying that, you know, you're not going to get results after 12 weeks. It's just a lot of the women that I work with have been on chronic diets their whole life, and it is like quite a bit of a process. But yeah, like I just really wanted to share this information with you guys because it's really sad that I see so many people struggling, but they're sabotaging themselves with their need to see results instantly. And it's like the more you get impatient, the longer it's going to take. And that's the same with manifestation. The moment you keep on saying, where is it? It's not here yet. I'm not happy until it's here. You're just making it take longer. And it's the same with weight loss. You've got to be patient. You've got to stop attaching so much emotion to the effort that you're putting in. And it's like that with everything. I do that still with stuff. Yeah, it's just that I've got it down pat with weight loss. And it's like, it's just keep on doing it. Keep on persisting. Keep on doing the work, right? It'll work out. But like what I wanted to talk about today was about before and after pictures. But actually, before I do that, I just have one more thing I need to tell you guys is that I told you guys last time about my course, Manifesting Weight Loss. So this course is the 3-day course, and it's a fantastic course to shift your mindset so that you can lose weight for life. It is all about manifestation, law of attraction, and your mindset, but also from a scientific point of view. So I love to kind of integrate science into manifestation and put them together. So it's a really, really fantastic course, and so many people have done this course and had success and lost weight with this course. It's an amazing course, and it complements lots of other things that you might be doing strategy-wise for weight loss. It also complements that because you have to have the right mindset in order to sustain weight loss long-term. You have to change on an identity level in order to become the person who no longer has a weight issue. So this is a really good course. And so I had some people sign up when I said that there's 48 hours left, but I haven't actually closed the cart and people have still been signing up. And I just think that this is an amazing opportunity for you guys to get in before I update the course and put the price up, because the course will it'll be maybe even double what it is now, because it's going to be very comprehensive, very in depth. So I just would, because you'll get access to the new version if you sign up now because you're eligible for course updates. So just remember that, just keep that in mind. I'm going to actually give you guys 7 whole days to sign up for Manifest Weight Loss before it closes. And yeah, I think that this course will change your life. I honestly feel like every single person should do this course because there's so much fucked up information out there. I literally said to you guys, like, I had tears in my eyes reading these assessments that these women gave me. And it was this, like, then it turned into this anger of like, why do people believe this stuff? Like all this weight loss stuff that just makes us get fatter. Like, I can't believe that I'm the smallest I've ever been in basically my entire life, if you don't count when I was a child. Like, there was maybe one point when I was a teenager, but I was like, actually had an eating disorder that I was this skinny. And it's like, I actually eat, I actually enjoy my life, and I'm like this. It's like crazy. And it's got nothing to do with that dieting mentality that you and majority of people operate from, right? So this 3-day course is really, really important just to start to shift that. It's a really good course, so I highly recommend that you check it out. But today I want to talk about before and after pictures. So we want to get into this topic on before and after pictures because this was a really big one for me. And I noticed that, again, with the whole drama around the dieting mentality, people get caught up in needing evidence of a program working and before and after pictures. And this topic gets me fired up because it again ties into this anger around the weight loss industry and around how screwed up it is because people just want the quick fix. And it upsets me because how many times I've seen before and after pictures where the person's regained the weight, right? And you're looking at a moment in time where something was working for them, but you don't understand whether or not that program was sustainable or not, because there are a lot of programs out there that just aren't sustainable and create a lot of dieting trauma. And you have to respect that trauma that you're going through. You have to actually do the inner work around your relationship to food if you're struggling. And stop looking at these before and after pictures and think that there's something wrong with you. Because that's what I used to do. I remember I purchased a plan. It was a 12-week weight loss plan. They told me what to eat every day. And they told me how much to exercise. I've mentioned this before, okay? I purchased a 12-week plan. They gave me meals. They gave me exercise. It was all meant to be customized for me, okay? Which I thought was like this amazing thing, which now that I look back at it, wasn't that amazing because I was in too much of a calorie deficit. And it was just, anyway, I've mentioned that in some of my other podcast episodes. So maybe binge listen to those. But it's like I did this plan and I remember looking at all their before and after pictures, and I got really obsessed with one girl who had an amazing transformation. And I was like, oh my goodness, her transformation is so amazing. Like, and I got so caught up in needing to see this evidence. Oh my God, it can work. See, it can work. And then that's fine, but then it can turn into this thing of like your thoughts start getting, well, how, because this is what I used to do. Well, how quickly did it happen? And you get really obsessed with how long it's going to take. And this is really, really common because I see it all the time. How long did it take? Like, how much did you weigh before? How much do you weigh now? Like, how tall are you? And this over obsession with other people's results instead of just not comparing at all. Like, don't compare. Just focus on where you are, because when you start comparing, you veer off track. You start to lose faith in yourself. Your brain gets overwhelmed, okay? And overwhelm is not a good place. Doubt is not a good place. It's not a good place for your brain to start thinking, maybe I'm different to that person. Maybe it's not going to work for me as well as it did for them. Oh, no, I'm not losing as weight as quick as they did. That means it's not working. That sort of shit will fuck you up. It's all you've got to be disciplined with these thoughts. You have to be disciplined with these thoughts, and you can't be thinking about your weight loss all day long. If you're just thinking about your weight all day long, you are not a vibrational match to weight loss, because the person that doesn't need to lose weight isn't thinking about their weight all day long. I'm naturally slim. Do you think I think about my weight all day long? No, I don't. Therefore, if you want to lose weight, you've got to be a vibrational match to this. I didn't lose weight until I created an inner world where I was no longer thinking about my weight all day long. It's really important. And when you get obsessed with needing before and after pictures as motivation, or like you just get caught up in how long it's going to take and all of this shit, then it's just sabotaging you. Just know that you can lose weight. Just know that it's easy and that it's only been hard because you've been thinking through the dieting mindset. You've set up so many rules and made so many conditions around how it has to look and how quickly it has to work and how hard it is, right? And you've got to just change your perception of that. And you've got to start working with yourself. If you've had deprivation, you've had all this trauma, you've got to fucking respect that and start to take care of yourself. Like, take care of that inner world where you feel uncomfortable and negative about dieting and food, and heal that relationship to food in your body. It's so, so important. Otherwise, where are you going to have the energy, the mental energy to do what it takes? Like, you don't. And it doesn't have to be hard, but you have to be in alignment in order for it to feel sustainable, because it can't be hard if it's going to be sustainable, right? And when you spend so much time obsessing over it and your perception of before and after pictures, and when you put other people on a pedestal that have lost weight and you put yourself in a different category to them, you've already, from your brain's perspective, you've already closed the opportunity for it to work out for you. You have to look at it working for other people and realize that it gets to work for you the exact same way. Not in a sense that it has to take the same amount of time or the same journey as them and that you have to copy exactly how they did it. No, that's exactly what I'm saying not to do. But what I'm saying is that you'll get the result you want just the same way as they got the result they wanted. But it's about following your own path, not copying theirs. Don't copy what other people eat. Don't copy how long it took everyone else. Don't copy how many times everyone else exercised. Sure, you can use strategy to build a framework around what you want to do, but you've got to involve yourself. You've got to involve your emotions and be intuitive. Being intuitive means that you respect what you want emotionally. You're taking into consideration your mental health into this. Your emotions are what govern your behavior. You have to take into consideration your emotions, because we don't operate on logic. We operate on emotions. That's how we are. That's why when you get angry at why you self-sabotage, you self-sabotage. Of course, logically, you know how to lose weight. Everybody logically knows how to lose weight in most cases. It's not that hard, like, to logically know that you can't binge eat and you can't, like, eat to excess and lose weight. Everybody knows that. Yet not everybody does it, because it's not logical. It's not our logic that drives our behaviors. It's our thoughts, feelings, and beliefs. So on a conscious level, you can be like, I want to do something, but unconsciously, it's not on board because you haven't taken into consideration what your emotions are. And a lot of emotions are kind of like not suppressed, but they're just not in your awareness. They're not in your awareness, and they're there, and you're probably eating to numb them, and then that's why you're going around in circles, right? So one of the things that I want you to start having awareness of is when you look at before and after pictures and what kind of emotions that triggers in you, what kind of limiting beliefs it triggers in you, and just pretty much stop doing it. Pretty much stop doing it. I mean, fair enough, in marketing, I might like put my before and after pictures up. But I think I sometimes don't want to do that to excess. Like, I don't really want before and after pictures plastered all over my thing. Maybe I'll change my mind one day. I don't know. But the reason, not because the before and after pictures in itself are bad. Again, nothing's really bad. You can't really say it's bad. It's just, I feel like it's promoting the dieting mentality. It's promoting this fucked up society perspective that things have to be fast. It's about how quickly you get results. It's about how dramatic the results are. It's skeptical of whether or not something's going to work. Will it work for me? Is it going to, like, I need to follow this perfectly in order for it to work. I'm going to feel deprived, etc., etc. All this stuff, which I noticed, like, that everybody has this, like, complex over. And it's like, no, you're just making it hard. No, you've just created more rules for yourself around how weight loss has to be, around I have to make sure I drink 4 liters of water per day or else it's not going to work. And it didn't work because I had pizza the other night and I cheated and I ate too much rice and now my weight's gone up. It's like, no, you are just creating all these rules and you're also way too obsessed with small detail. You are way too obsessed with the detail. It's like, just be consistent and stop putting so much emphasis on how quickly it has to work. Get a sustainable plan. Do it. Do it without the negative emotion. Pay attention to how you feel and you'll lose weight. Like, that's really what it is. And so, yeah, say a vibrational match to what you want. Really. But yeah, I mean, in terms of the before and after pictures, yeah, I just really want you to be careful of how it triggers your dieting mentality, how you get caught up in how quickly it has to work, how you get caught up in effort needing results. This is really important. When you get caught up in effort needing results, it's not a good place to be, because with weight loss, you're going to have fluctuations. And if you allow your emotions to dip when the scale goes up, the scale's going to go up. Even once you've lost the weight, you'll have fluctuations. I still have fluctuations. It just doesn't bother me on an emotional level. And it just never sways how it used to, because when it used to sway a lot, it used to be because I allowed myself to get involved emotionally in that and then, like, throw in the towel and get all dramatic about it. Oh, it's not working. I gained 2 pounds. Now I'm a failure. I'm just going to give up altogether. No, you can't let that shit happen. You can't. It's like, oh my God, like, just stop being like that. Stop doing that to yourself, guys. It's not good, okay? You're putting in effort. Don't make it feel like effort. Approach it from a lighter energy, okay? And stop looking at before and after photos and like letting it shift your perception or letting it feel more complicated or getting obsessed with how quickly it needs to be. Take your focus off. Start to create a life. Because I'm not looking at before and after photos all day long, am I? How do you start behaving like a person that already is where you want to be? That's what you need to think about. What are they thinking about all day long? What are they doing in their daily lives, right? Maybe they're spending more time with their kids. Maybe they're following their passion. Maybe they're building a business. Maybe they're putting themselves out of their comfort zone in something, you know? Start asking yourself what a vibrational match to what I want is, who that person is, instead of getting obsessed about the details of weight loss and, like, not from a sense of not taking action, but from a sense of feeling overwhelmed and going into a fixing energy and an obsession and making unnecessary rules around how it has to look. Like, I've got to make sure I drink 4 liters of water a day or else it's not going to work, you know? Or, oh my God, I have to have a post-workout shake or else it's not going to work. Or, I have to make sure I burn 250 calories today in a workout or else I'm going to gain weight. Like, oh my God, no. No, no, no. The energy's off. You got to approach it from the right energy, okay? Anyway, you guys, that's all I have for you today. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. And you have 7 days to join Manifest Weight Loss, because I think more people need to do this course. I think that everybody needs to do this course because the weight loss industry is screwed up, and I need to change your perception of things. You need to change on an identity level, and this is where you're going to start, right? I promise it'll change your life. All right, so it's www.nodietbabe.com/manifest weight loss. The link is in the show notes and in my bio on Instagram and everywhere else that I am on social media. So I love you guys. I will see you in the next episode. Bye. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you loved this episode, I'd love for you to leave me an iTunes review. Don't forget to follow this podcast for more uplifting teachings to come. For more tips, inspiration, and teachings, come follow me on Instagram at NoDietBabe or check out my website, NoDietBabe.com. Until I see you next time, babes, lots of love.